Hi, this is Bob McDonald. Welcome to another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Today's topic, the difference between positioning and branding. Bob, you probably run into this with every client. You know, how do you distinguish what's the purview of positioning versus a branding exercise?
Well, Robert, thank you very much for that's an excellent question. You're right. I do get asked that question all the time. And specifically, I make a very big distinction between branding and positioning, particularly for B2B tech companies. And there's a lot of confusion about this. For me, branding is very different from positioning, and they both hold a proper place for B2B tech.
How would you describe that difference?
Well, specifically, branding is all about the tone of the communication. The brand is about the aspirations. The brand is around the corporate identity. And often a brand will last, you know, 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. That's very, very different from positioning. Positioning sits below the brand, and specifically positioning is around the company position, the product line portfolio position, the combination of services and product and platform. Positioning, typically, if you do it well, is going to last maybe 12 to 18 months, and then it'll need to be shifted and evolved. So positioning should support and reinforce the brand, but it actually answers the question, why your company now? How are you different or better? How are your products or technology or services different or better than the competition? And why should I even care?
So in a sense, it's the story about the company that sits underneath the image of the company.
That's correct. That's a very good way to put it.
Bob, can you explain then a little bit more or expand a little then on positioning, on creating this story and what that is?
Absolutely. Well, first off, positioning you have to begin with and start with the buyer's perception. The buyer's perception is reality. And positioning is actually the place that you hold in your buyer's mind. The way I call it is, you know, can you own a corner of the room? So, for example, say this room here is your market category that you compete and exist in. And if your target buyer walks into this room, if you're bunched in the middle with all your other competitors and you all look the same, that's an undifferentiated position. That's a bad place to be for most B2B technology companies. Because in the absence of any clear differentiation and positioning, and if you all look the same, the buyer is going to do two things. Number one, they're not going to make a decision because they can't figure out the difference between you and all the other alternatives. Secondly, they'll go with a brand name company. So if you're an Oracle, an SAP, or a Salesforce, you want everybody to be bunched in the middle and all looking the same. However, for everybody else, what you want to do is have a very clear distinction between you and the competition and what I call own a corner of the room. So when the buyer walks into the room, you're over here sitting in a very, very clear corner of the room, and likewise, you've boxed your competition into other corners of the room, so there's very clear contrast between you and the competition.
Bob, thank you very much for helping us distinguish between positioning and branding. Join us for more sessions in Differentiate or Die.